Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. Stand by for news and stuff. Well, I'm not going to get off of this spiritual bandwagon for quite some time. Every day, writing. And I've come to the conclusion here in this whole book that I'm writing about the devil and his demons that there's really two things about the book. It's your thinking and Satan's lying. That's really it. The mind is the control tower of your life. Decisions that you make determine your actions, which in turn affect the immediate and distant future of your life. Now that person you will be next year, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, if the Lord tarries, is impacted right now by how you think. Proverbs 23:7. If you want that future self to be pleasing to Almighty God, then you've got to begin today to program your mind with godly thinking. This is so important. Romans 12:2, Ephesians 4:23. Paul is saying here, believers need to reject the thoughts of the world and to renew your mind. We've been given the capacity to think as Jesus thinks if we submit to the transforming work of the Holy Spirit. The first act, submission. To seek the things of God. And this means being intentional about opening your mind only to scriptural attitudes and philosophies. It's so vitally important you protect yourself from the world's self-serving mindset because we are to be God's servants. We got a story about a pastor's son who'll just blow you away later. And the second way to submit is by sifting our thoughts through that grid, the Word of God, the will of God. It's a practical step that will allow us to identify the wrong thinking, that stinking thinking, as Zig Ziglar used to say. We've got to consider whether an attitude or line of thinking is pleasing to God and useful to us in making us the person He's called us to be. Very important. Then, when a thought is unscriptural, you can choose and reject that thing. 2 Corinthians 10:3, 4, and 5. Read that today. The only way to know if a thought pleases the Lord, read, meditate on the Word of God, your sword, your weapon in this war. In the Bible, God provides examples of righteous living and thinking, and He offers guidance for choosing those patterns. Scripture, that's your handbook on how to fight the enemy in this invisible war. And the mind, that's the war zone. I don't care where you are in the world, you might ask this question. What am I doing here? I can't help but notice these squirrels are playing outside the studio window again today. But I'm wondering what kind of squirrels are playing in my head. Who is the author of confusion? Can you keep up with all of this? Technology, medicine, could produce an implant that allows a person's health to be tracked. Yeah. Retired Army Colonel Matt Hepburn, who worked for years with a Defense Advanced Research Project, talked about a project in an interview that aired Sunday on CBS's 60 Minutes. Hepburn, who still works for the Army as a doctor, a physician, and as a joint product lead, according to his LinkedIn page, showed off this implant to Bill Whitaker of CBS, who noted how the device could be used. Consider a ship like the USS Theodore Roosevelt hobbled last year when 1,271 crew members tested positive for the plandemic. What if everyone on board had their health monitored with this subdermal implant, now in the late-stage testing? It's not some dreaded government microchip to track your every move, but a tissue-like gel engineered to continuously test your blood. Is this scary? It's just a sensor. It's a little tiny green thing in there that you put underneath your skin and tells you if there's some chemical reaction going on inside your body that signals mean you're going to have trouble tomorrow. I don't believe this. How about this is just scary? Yep, the precursor to take the mark. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Cops in Minnesota arrested about 40 people after rioters and police clashed for a second night there in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. Hundreds gathered outside the Brooklyn Center Police Department on Monday and defied a curfew there. They demanded justice for Duante Wright, a 20-year-old black man fatally shot by police during a traffic stop. The crowd continued to shout Dante Wright. Some shouted obscenities at the cops. Authorities fired tear gas, flashbang grenades into the crowd after warning them they were in violation of the curfew. Some rioters retaliated by throwing smoke canisters back toward law enforcement. Others launched fireworks at the police. Just unbelievable what is happening. I'll say again, tell me this is not so confusing. You just can't get your mind around all this stuff that's happening. What a bad cop. Accidental shooting. How do you accidentally kill someone by grabbing a revolver instead of your taser? Who is at the heart of all of this? Time to pray, beloved, more so than ever. What else is happening as a result of this? Reporters scold the Minnesota police chief for describing unrest there as a riot. One man urges the press to leave Minnesota with an expletive-deleted rant to a CNN reporter. Yeah, just get out of town. Who is Dante Wright, or who was he? Newt Gingrich says it's a very dangerous time with police being vilified like this, especially for minorities in America. And I mean now, who wants to listen to an NBA basketball coach? He's making headlines today saying, and this is true for what a lot of us are saying, this whole thing makes you sick to your stomach. Well, of course it does. So what does that mean? The commie squad in Congress thinks they know what's going on. Squad members and progressive Michigan Democrat Rashida Tlaib alleged in a Twitter post on Monday that the death there of Dante Wright in Minnesota wasn't an accident. She appeared to call for an end to police. My, oh my, we have gone nuts in this country. This one has people uneasy. The Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommending a pause. A pause in the rollout of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine after several instances of a severe blood clot in recipients. I think you're hearing just a small part of that trouble. Good news? Give it to me. I'm in desperate need. California yesterday lifted its limits on indoor worship services in the face of the U.S. Supreme Court rulings that struck down the coronavirus public health mandates. However, the State Department of Public Health guidelines still said indoor gatherings were strongly discouraged and advised limiting the numbers to 25% of the building's capacity. I keep saying it, control, control, control. The devil's doing his thing, isn't he? Who's going to win this one? Trouble, big trouble in Nashville. Here we go again. Police kill a student there. He brought a gun to school, opened fire. Tennessee High School, going to close now for the next 2 days. So where and what is going to happen today in America? They say it's on YouTube. We'll look it up, put it on our Facebook page. Tulsi Gabbard issuing a warning about war coming with Russia. If you have any reservations as to how close we are to Jesus' coming, watch the brief interview, they say, between Tucker Carlson and Tulsi Gabbard. My, oh my. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. So we heard some time ago that the real czar of the border is Vice President Kamala Harris. Well, what in the world is going on? We haven't even heard or seen her in 20 days in a news conference, and she hasn't been to the border at all. What is her role in the border crisis? I mean, if she's in charge... Yep. So you think you're a man, ma'am? And, oh, good grief. Demon-led? Yep. NCAA backing transgender athletes. Can you believe that? They're saying this, the NCAA, will be no place for discrimination. What in the world? More right after this. Christian radio, vital to your survival. Now more than ever. The crazies are on the loose and you can't watch those network programs anymore. You can't believe any of it. You never really could, but now it's become very apparent what team they're on. I mean, in the invisible war, what war are they fighting? Yes, indeed. Thank God for Christian radio. Support them. They need your finances. Bills through the roof. Maybe this station right here you're listening to Cost what, $50,000 a month to run? $100,000 a month to run that radio ministry? They can't do it without you. Be a big part and care and give today to Christian radio. To God be the glory. Use them, Lord. Boy, I was reading some really discouraging stuff yesterday. It's a sign of the times. And in light of all the study I've been doing on the demonic, you gotta wonder, is this demonic or is this just sin? The son of an influential pastor has gone viral after he started criticizing evangelical thinking, basically what you think, my Christian friend. After starting a post of videos in November, Abraham Piper, son of John Piper, has nearly a million followers, many of them young people, who appreciate his candid and off-color takes and explanations on what's like growing up in a conservative Christian community, which is the right way to go, by the way. It's just you want to roll your eyes how, and he uses the F word here, how blanking weird all of this really is today. Oh my goodness. And that's what I'm here for, he said. With these videos, I've left the faith, arguing that it's weird for kids to read the Bible while other kids are learning to read comics and whatever normal people have around the house. Normal people, right? Here, Fun Day, fundamentalist kids, probably yours, are 6, 7, 8 years of age devouring stories about Jezebel. Give me a break. The Bible, what's that all about? Basically, it's a Game of Thrones, except if you don't read it, you go to hell. They say this guy stands out because he talks about religion as the son of one of the best-known figures among evangelicals in America still today, John Piper. His dad retired in 2013. After 33 years as senior pastor of Bethlehem Baptist Church, garnering followers today at a rapid rate, it's a sign of the times, of course, Abraham Piper now has almost as many followers as his dad. They're saying he's borrowed a lot of tricks from his dad in taking complicated ideas and packaging them into quotable, easy-to-understand little sound bites. And he added that you can give the viewer an ongoing window, uses TikTok all the time, into his thought process. And fellow ex-fundamentalist, TikToker Melissa Stewart, said to the New York Times, to see someone who didn't just come from that world, but came from that family, who has clearly done the work to get out of it, and is so introspective and gentle and grounded, gives other people hope. Hope? Rejecting the Bible? Rejecting Christ? Rejecting your faith? That's hope? That's demonic. If John Piper's son can be deconstructed and get to this place, I can do it too. Wow, wonder what it's going to be like standing before God one day. And one of the constant comments, of course, from Bible believers is really this. Well, these people were never Christian, but the people who leave over issues are the people who took everything seriously. They were the youth group kids who were on fire for God. Okay. Other children of high-profile Christians have taken that step to reject their parents' teaching. Jay Baker, son of televangelist Jim and Tammy Baker, pushing for the LGBT plus acceptance into the local church. And many hardline preachers and evangelists have their children now saying they are exclusively Democrat. What in the world? Abraham Piper was pushed out of the church, really, after he rejected the faith at age 19. Well, who pushed him out? At first I pretended that my reasoning was high-minded, but you know what? I just wanted to drink gallons of cheap sangria and just sleep around. Well, duh. Tell me that's not demonic. He returned to the faith 4 years later, but left again. Now, he says in his videos that he's not trying to convince anyone to leave their religion, really. Do you know how boring and soul-sucking it is to base your whole life on making sure other people change to become like you? Give no place to the devil. This guy has. My, oh my, oh my. That's the thinking of so many young adults and teenagers today. Where in the world is that coming from? It's not of the Lord. The devil, yep, the God of this world, doing his thing. It's just one more part of the invisible war of the saints. Boy, through all of this, I pray you're saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I pray, well, today's the day of salvation, so I pray today is your day. Life 101, where's my Bible? Right after this important message. Thank you for your prayers. Are you really going to join me in Denver or Las Vegas? Can you make it over to Columbus, Ohio? We'll be talking about our three new major topics in the months ahead. The invisible war, victim or victory, that'll be an important one. The new America, a flood of evil. And always the media. Going to be three new books coming out from Greg Pant Ministries. We appreciate your prayers, your financial support. Got a little letter the other day, and in there was a dollar bill. Thank you very much. Every penny counts, and we need your assistance, my Christian friend. Thank you for supporting Greg Patton Ministries. I think I love you. In our new book, The Invisible War, Victim or Victor, we talk about dead. Are you familiar with it? Probably not. Now, in today's modern war, one of the scariest and most dangerous things that can be evolved, especially when the Middle East, is an IED, an improvised explosive device. In our book, we talk about you're confronting the DED, a deceptive explosive device, dead. And that's what Satan wants for you in your spiritual walk. Be dead to the things of God. How do you discern these landmines of the enemy? Well, number one, you got to surrender your life to the Lord today, my Christian friend. Your relationship with God is really the most important line of defense against the enemy in the invisible war. If you're not interested in knowing him, not interested in knowing his ways, then you're already standing right there in the middle of the battle zone, and the next step you take could be a very deadly one. Without thinking of the consequences, and we talk consistently in our book about what are you thinking, without thinking of the consequences, people become jealous and bitter and unforgiving, and they give ground to the enemy and demonic control. They compromise their convictions, they open the door to immorality, or yield to laziness of mind and heart and just kind of drift along in the Christian walk. And then they wonder why life has turned so dark and stormy and why they're so negative. On God's battlefield, you've got to surrender, my friend. Surrender is not waving a white flag, oh no, and not waving the flag of defeat. That's not it at all. Instead, you need to take a bold step toward victory in Jesus, where you can have real peace and real blessing in life. Don't you want that? And you need to ask God to teach you some great truths. In the book of Ephesians chapter 6, Paul lists the armor of God. I believe putting on the armor of God every morning. I know people who pray right through it, each piece, every day. It really is an essential part of being in the Lord's army. There's only one offensive weapon that he has given us, and it's all we really need to stand firm today against the attacks of the enemy. It's the same weapon that Jesus used when he faced the enemy's temptation. It is your main weapon, the sword, the word of God, which is eternal truth, which is spoken to man. If you're facing temptations today in any area, my Christian friend, God's word can teach you how to handle that thing without jeopardizing any fellowship with God. It's a big deal. You need to be committed, by the way, to following him, even in times of trouble. You're going to have trouble. Today, you're either up or down. There's very few times you're kind of in between. It's a good day. It's a bad day. It's the Christian walk. Hardship, sorrow, just a part of living. There's no escaping disappointment. You'll never get there. There's no escaping pain. You'll never get there. But you do not have to become discouraged. Really, that's really a key. Usually the difficulties we face are not problems. No, they're not. They're opportunities for God to prove his faithfulness. And people can see it in your life. Adversity, it's a powerful tool in the hand of God. He knew just how to use personal disappointment. Yes, he did. Frustration to the life of Moses, remember that? To train him for leading the Israelites out of captivity in Egypt. All those years he spent in the desert were a season of preparation for something far greater. I want to encourage you today, don't waste your time, don't waste your life storing up feelings of envy and jealousy and all that stuff. Don't do it. Instead, be grateful when God allows you to wait for his blessings to come. Patience is such a needed virtue in the church today. You may feel as though you've been overlooked. You have somehow been pushed aside. But the Lord's not finished with you. If you'll trust him, you will experience some unusual goodness at just the right time, just the right place, and it is really the best way to go. And then finally, ask the Lord to give you godly discernment and wisdom. We need it. Prayer is absolutely essential if you want to avoid the things Satan has out there and those dead, those deceiving, explosive devices. They're dangerous. Praying the right prayer is just as critical, and by right, I mean asking God to teach you more about himself, that you will know his ways and be able to avoid all of Satan's snares, because they are out there. And one of the things we look at when we have trouble is, woe is me, when you should be saying this, how can I best glorify God with this thing going on in my life? God knows every DED, yes he does, that the enemy's hidden along your path. And he wants you to be very serious about how you live each day to avoid those deceiving explosive devices. Ask the Lord to make his will clear to you and to teach you to follow only his voice. Then you'll be willing to obey him. Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe. Obedience to God will not only expose those explosive devices hidden right there in front of you, and it's an invisible war, no question about it. Sometimes you can't see them. You know they're there. It'll prepare you. This whole thing will prepare you for a straight march through the battlefield. You don't have to become a spiritual casualty of the invisible war. You are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. Oh, that's just too good. Read Romans 8:37. Memorize Romans 8:37. If you're not interested in knowing him and his ways, then you're right there. You're in the middle of the invisible war, and the next step you take could be deadly. Be encouraged in him. This is the day the Lord hath made. Rejoice and be glad in it. You can do that even in the worst of times. God is so good. His word is perfect. Take the weapon today. And finally, we have been into jigsaw puzzles here for a few months. Not sure exactly how that started, but they're put together, glued up, and scattered all over the house. Some of these things are just gorgeous. Reminds me about the guy who got a call from his girlfriend. Honey, I need you to come over immediately and help me with this jigsaw puzzle. I'm really having trouble with this thing. Well, what's it supposed to be when it's finished? He said. Well, the picture in the box, it's a big rooster. He goes to her house, looks over the situation, looks at the puzzle pieces spread out on the table, checks out the picture of the rooster on the box. Then he says, first of all, honey, I need you to relax and just calm down a bit. And then I need to tell you, we will never be able to make this puzzle look like a rooster. And secondly, let's put all of these cornflakes back in the box. Oh, Lord help us. You've been listening to Hello World. News, information, comment, all kinds of stuff every day at this time. Tell a friend about the broadcast. Join us again tomorrow. Join me now on Facebook. I love you. Greg, G-R-E-G Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. And if possible, join me on Facebook. Greg Patton, God bless. Good day.